I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
With the NFL playoffs right around the corner and the NBA season in full swing, BetOnline has you covered with all the up-to-the-second odds, news, and scores. With additional odds, lines, trends, and info on both desktop and mobile, you can access the world's best wagering information anytime. Head there today to get into the action and see all the updated odds. Remember to use the promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
What's up, everybody? This is Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club. Welcome back. This is Band Sessions with the Boom. We are back. We are back for, I don't know what episode this is, but we're back.
We're back.
So before we get started, if you haven't yet, please subscribe to Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club on YouTube, Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Danielle Walls, okay, a.k.a. Don Yeezy.
I'm Toby Johnson, a.k.a. Fierce Styles. Hell yeah, Bambi.
Yeah, yeah. I'm your boy, T-Reezy. What up?
I forgot about Bambi.
Bambi. I look like a reindeer. They call me Milwaukee Bucks for a while.
What?
Because I look like a Milwaukee Buck. Yeah, the deer. I look like the deer.
What? Why were you called?
I don't know. Like 12-12 and all them.
Bambi and a Milwaukee. Yeah,
Buck, anything with a deer, you know. Like
that's funny. Hilarious. I never heard that. That's weird.
Yeah. Kind of.
Bambi.
I own it though. I look like a deer.
Bambi
he
though.
Did. He did.
Kind of. I look
a doe.
You know, like oh deer God. And headlights. Like right before you got hit by the car.
Out of control. You know? That is hilarious.
Yeah.
So we back, y'all. I'm excited about this. Yeah. I'm excited. Yeah.
So Terrell, I heard you had something for us.
I do. I have something. You're gonna like it. You're gonna love it. Daniel, you're gonna love it too. And our guest, I hope and think our guest is gonna love it. So let's do this. Here we go. Look at WT.
I know that person in the middle.
You sure?
Yep.
Really?
We got to talk about it.
Yeah.
Legend right there.
Yeah.
Wavy Dave.
Wavy Dave.
Sada.
You see it. Crowd goes wild.
Call that block band, right?
Yep, block band.
Bring block band back. They don't do that. Mm-hmm. Just one game.
Look at it.
All the way. Come back. Bring it back. Bring it back. See it?
Here we go. Here we go.
Oh, okay. Come on, Dr. James.
Dr. James.
Crazy, right?
Hey, get the fuck in. Get the fuck in. I heard that.
Who is that?
Aaron.
Crazy.
Hey, them young knees.
They're ready. Look at it. We've never done that before.
That's uh-oh. When halftime was like uh-oh. 30 minutes.
It was.
No regard for the actual halftime length.
None. Come on, fans.
They were
there. Them kids probably grown.
That
right
could have been you, Terrell. That
might have
been you.
Been me. That may have been me. Why are you playing? Come on, rocks the house. Ah, look at that. Look at that.
This is like 80s, right?
I got them same pom-poms right now.
But what like, year is this?
This is like 80s. 89. Look at that crowd, man. People be like, we'll talk about that, we'll Prime about brought that. No.
89 at 89. Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Same stadium.
Look at that. Look at it. Just look at it.
Firecrackers.
History right there, y'all.
Spray painted white too was like, I get it. Same parts.
Look at it. That's it. Hold on. All right.
TF.
Yo, TF. It's crazy, right? So now, that was Homecoming 1989. I was Southern University versus Jackson State University.
What?
I was nine.
Southern for Homecoming.
Let's see.
We were all nine. Well, yeah, Toby probably.
Well, Toby. A little older. Toby was.
That first grade thing is kind of sketchy. Man,
it did. Toby was nine and a half.
And a half.
So, real quick, right? So, man, we at the 8 minute mark. So, Toby, you said you saw somebody that looked familiar.
Oh, who I saw my sister. Like,
you saw your sister
on the snare drum, like kicking. I knew the moves and everything.
It's crazy. Like, hold on. I know her.
Yes.
It's wild, right?
Oh, so, yes.
Looking at that video clip, y'all, 1989. Mm-hmm. What's the thought process in your mind when you see something like that? 1989. It's 2023.
I see like beyond like the lineage of, you know, seeing my sister and me like adoring her and wanting to be like her. And like wanting to follow in her footsteps, I see like just we doing some of the same things, like the lineage of like the culture, you know, mm-hmm. It stuck. And you can see similarities between that 89 band and the 2023 band, you know, like it's like it's not like it made a stop and we're like, we're gonna change direction, we're gonna do something totally different. No, it's a growth from that. So you can see that it's all family.
It's a vein.
The little breakdown,
the dancer team breakdown, we mm-hmm. did like it's a variation of what we did, a variation of it mm-hmm. in, I don't know, 99, you know what I mean? 2000. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's dope though. Cause it's not that we did the exact same thing, but it's like we took a thread mm-hmm. of it and like carried it through.
Right.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It kind of teaches you, it teaches you about family, you know, because like your family keeps growing, your family keeps going, you know, but like the true portions of the culture of that family stays the same. And mm-hmm. I feel like Jackson State has done an outstanding job of making sure that the feel stays the same, you know? Like it doesn't matter if you came in 79, 89, 99, 23, 19, mm-hmm. you know, it's the feel is the same, you know?
Yep. Yep.
Yep. That's it.
Absolutely.
The video popped up. Crazy. Let me tell you how this came about, and then we'll go ahead and get into it so it won't be too long. The video popped up on my timeline randomly today because I shared that video. I don't know when I shared it. It may have been during COVID or something, during the pandemic or something. It was 2020. I think Jackson State posted that video, and I saw it. I was like, what is this? And I shared it, forgot about it. Ironically, it popped up today in my memories. And I'm like, what is this? I looked at it. I clicked on it, looked at it, and was like, yeah, I got to show this. Because in 89, I guarantee you, I was in those stands. Mm-hmm. In 89, I promise you, I was sitting in between my mama and my daddy somewhere in the stadium. I know I was there in 89. I know I was there. That was a rival game. Big game. It was homecoming. Mm-hmm. We had to be there. Mm-hmm. We talking about homecoming. Homecoming been homecoming in for a long time. But I'm gonna start right there. Because I want to get into what we got going on today. I
want to get into that God did. You that showed up on your timeline today.
Mm-hmm. For a reason. So I'm gonna stop right there, and I'm gonna leave it right there because you know I get to rambling when I get to yapping. So I'm gonna stop because I want to get into what we got going on today.
Oh my God, what we got going on today?
What we got going on today?
What we got going on today?
Tell me. We got another special guest.
We have special guest. Super. All of our guests are special.
All of them.
And so we have another special guest, and this guest is exceptionally special because this guest wrote and arranged some of the classics, traditional songs that we know that the Boone play today.
Name one.
One of them would be Blowing Fanfare.
Oh my God! Like, whoa.
The fan that
first. Name another one.
Another one would be We Came to Play.
Okay.
So we have band fanfare, marching band fanfare, and then we have a whole engagement.
Oh yeah, like the game is not a game without
tune that we play, right? That identify.
Come on now.
That are a part of Jackson State Sonic Boom of the South identity.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah.
Now, let's do it. Wait to the end to give people flowers. We giving them right.
Who we got?
Welcome, Mr. Blake Gang to the podcast, Band Central.
It's a game.
Yes.
I normally have my pom pom, but I got something different today. I got a whole shirt. I'm gonna shake my shirt, sir. How you doing?
Absolutely.
Great, and you?
Man.
Doing great.
Good.
I'm excited to have you on. We're excited to have you on. Man, we just gonna have a good time tonight.
Let's do it.
Absolutely. So let's start off with we like to have our guests introduce themselves because we don't want to miss anything. So we would like you, Mr. Gaines, to just introduce yourself, just a few little bullet points, right? We know who you are, Mr. Blake Gaines. Where did you go to school? What did you play? And what year did you get there? And where are you from? And what high school did you go to?
Oh, my God. I'm native of New Orleans. Everybody remembers that. Mellophone section leader. Came to, don't get it twisted.
yeah.
Got there, 83. I had the opportunity to march in several schools while in New Orleans. I was at St. Augustine for a minute, but when I started performing in restaurants and clubs, I changed schools just to kind of keep up with that performance opportunity. But Amy Jackson did my 3.5-4 years there. And
so how did you get there? What led you to Jackson State, Masonic Lodge?
That's an interesting story. I know everybody remember Papa Do.
What? Do we?
He's from Stankin' Rankin' though. He's Stankin'
Rankin'. Come on, we. Come on, Papa Do?
Yeah. Well, during that, I think it was the year that Dolly Robinson was encouraging each of the assistant band directors to do a show. So Papa Do called Southern and asked Doc to send him some arrangements. And Doc said, well, I got a freshman doing all our writing. So he introduced me to Papa Do. And he said, hey, man, I just need some music. I'm doing the show. You know, can you do da 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 da? And I sent him about maybe 6-7 arrangements. The week after the show was done, Mr. Horton called and asked Doc to find me. And I talked to Mr. Horton over the phone. He said, hey, look, we want you to visit Jackson State. We just want to meet you. I said, okay, fine. Got to Jackson State. I felt like I was in court the way they set that thing up.
In court.
yeah, they were quite serious.
They were like,
and,
who are you?
I mean, after thanking me for the arrangement, I think Papa Do kind of went silent, and I started hearing more about what Jackson State is about, and they start comparing scholarships and opportunities, and Dolly Robinson just cut through the chase. She kind of leaned over to Mr. Horton. And soon as, I don't know what she said to him, so Mr. Horton said, go to Southern, man, and pack your stuff. We want to see you here next semester. And that was it.
Wait, Mr. Gaines, you were a freshman at Southern?
Yes. Yeah, that's what I did my freshman year. I was pretty much a staff arranger as a freshman while I was at Southern.
So they snatched you up and said, "Nah, we need you over here."
Well, basically, one of those Godfather, you know, you just can't say no.
So they were like some gangsters. They had
it plotted. But I mean, there were some other things that kind of influenced my decision. While at Jackson, I just noted that there were several orchestras going on. They had 2 or 3 jazz bands. They had all kinds of ensembles. Mm-hmm. So that just blew me away. So I wanted to have an opportunity to do as much as I can because I'm a multi-instrumentalist. So I was playing bass clarinet in the wind group. I played French horn in the first orchestra, string bass in the second orchestra. So I was just kind of all over the place. But they afforded that kind of an opportunity. And I wanted that very badly. Now, that's not to say that we didn't have a decent thing going on at Southern, but basically we were kind of dealing with marching band, and I was also in a jazz band at Southern. I was actually the bassist for Elvin Batiste's trio. So great. Yeah, that was some great opportunity there. But just that total experience, I mean, just wall to wall with different ensembles and musical experiences. I mean, I just couldn't say no.
I'm so excited. I can't. Wow. I have questions. I just gotta wait.
Like you've blown my mind in like less than like 7 no. minutes. Like,
wow.
God, because like, you know, we typically bring people in, and you know, just because of where we are, right in there in the middle, mm-hmm. people that we know. And so we kind of know something, but we're always surprised, you know. But like, this is probably our first interview where we, you know, like I think I met you like maybe a week ago, or where we had like a small conversation,
right?
And it, like we know the legend, we know the name, but like just the stories behind the name, you know. One of the biggest things that you've done in the career that I know is that the first time I heard Jackson State play Blowing, I didn't know the name, but I was like, where was that from? Like, you can't find it. You know, you kind of created this like out of a mist, you know, like let there be blowing.
For real.
And I didn't know it was a big deal. You know, like I knew I liked the song and it was great. And I was and I wanted to play it. Then I played it. And then we with a group of fraternity brothers went to a step show at Fort Valley State, and they band was playing Blowing, but I knew it was a Jackson State thing. Like, what was going on? What were you doing? Like, what kind of vodka were you drinking when you what influenced Blowing? Like, we going straight in tonight. Like, no chases tonight. Like,
straight up.
Like, straight up. Like, what happened? Like, to make you like, hey, you know what? I got a song. You know,
it was
35-second song.
No, it was nothing like that. We were practicing on the field, and Horton stopped the band. He said, hey, Blake, come here. He called me out the band. He says, look, right here, I just want to turn and face the audience, and I need something that's just going to knock everybody back. I said, okay. So I ran to the band room and wrote it out by hand. So by the time they marched to the band room, I passed it out.
No.
And it wasn't supposed to be this legendary anything. This was a one-time thing that he thought, I think we were playing Texas Southern that game. He
said, it was just a game? It was just a sweat game?
He said, wow. Man, I just want to play something right here to just knock their socks off. I said, okay. And
Mr. Gaines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. What were you listening to? What were you watching? Like, where? Because it's a dark... such a dark but powerful fanfare. I've never heard anything like it ever since.
Well, like I said, he set the tone. He told me what he wanted. And anybody that was around during that time, Horton kind of pegged me as like I was his right hand, his right leg, and all his toes. Because he would just come to me and say, hey, write this song. I need 64 steps here. I need 32 here. I need 16 in the middle, da da da. And I just go write the song. And I mean, he was such a figure for me. I felt like if I didn't produce exactly what he wanted, I would have been a failure. That's how I felt. So anything he wanted from me, I gave him.
Wow.
No, I'm not accepting that answer because like when I hear Blowing, I hear like opening credits to like a movie. I want to see a line go rah,
right.
Like
because the bass, the intro, like, boom, the boom, bass boom. Line. Yeah. Like where?
Where did that come from?
Like I said, it happened just that quickly. I mean, I ran to the band room because I knew the band was going to march back. And I went in the piano room, grabbed some manuscript paper and scratched it out and went to the copier. By the time I came from the copier, the band was in the band room and we passed it out.
All right. So hold on. So he didn't have a computer or a typewriter or any type of device that we normally use today. He took his pencil and his pen like Toby has, and he wrote a circle, then put a stem at the back of the circle.
It in.
That's a half note.
Eighth notes.
Then he wrote an eighth note. Then a 16th note. You literally wrote that and then printed it off, and then by the time the band
Every section.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Forgive me. For every section, the score.
For every section.
And by the time they got back from the band hall, Mr. Gaines, you had Blowing written and ready to practice when they got back.
Was it called Blowing?
Yeah, from the beginning.
That's what you named it.
Why Blowing?
Right. Good question.
Because that's what we're gonna do.
Oh Lord.
Okay, then. What are we talking about? Listen, we called it Jackson State Fanfare in high school because we didn't know the name of it.
Well, I can't tell you the number of bands around the country that have tried to play that.
Tried.
They just totally missed it.
They missed them
all. No, really, Mr. Gaines, because I remember seeing there was this myth going around in high school that Jackson State took it from Howard. Because Howard played it. I watched the video. We watched so many tapes in high school of all the bands.
If it wasn't before 83, they didn't do that. I'm sorry.
No, you're right. It wasn't before.
Keep going, Daya. I'm sorry.
No. I just wanted to point that out. Like, we thought it was some whole other thing. That just lets you know that's in Detroit. I'm from Detroit. So all the way in Detroit, like, we knew how powerful Blowin' was. And it was the fanfare. I couldn't wait to hear the band blow it on me as a freshman. But we didn't even know where it originated from. You know what I mean? That's amazing.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
James, how does it feel like we're in 2023 and they've played it maybe 3-4 games this year? And I don't think there's been a year since 1983 that the band has not played that song. It might have been a year when we marched and we like Crabs 98 that we played it every game for a year. Mm-hmm. Like, how does it make you feel when you hear that?
Oh, man. I don't have a thesaurus near me to find the words, but man, there are no words to describe that. I mean, when it's like anything that you create, when it produces that kind of aesthetic experience throughout an entire crowd like that. The first time I heard it after being away from Jackson, everybody in the audience knew who I was, because as soon as they played the first intro, I jumped straight up with my hand in the air like, yep, that's it. Here we go.
That's me.
I never really claim much out of that. I mean, because I get people to tell me, oh, man, you need to does Jackson State pay you? I say, yeah, I got a degree.
They pay me too.
I'm paid. That belongs. And even now, here at Central State, the kids are dying to play it. And I told them, I said, no, I'll write one for you, because that was written for Jackson State. We're not doing that.
So your kids, they heard what you wrote, they like it, and they want to play it. But you told them, no, can't play this. This is Jackson State tune.
That's Jackson State. You don't do that. Mm-mm.
Commissioned.
Say again?
I say commissioned.
that stays there, and I've considered, you know, publishing the fanfare. I mean, why not? You know, make it absolute issue. But even if I do that, is going to have commissioned by Harold Hardin for Jackson State University.
I love it.
Period. You know, that's how that has to roll. And I think I heard you mention We Came to Play.
Yeah, I was about to go there.
Yes, sir.
Oh man, that was a fun piece. That I hope nobody gets the wrong impression, but it's kind of watered down.
It'll be all right.
The original
version. It'll be all right.
Yeah.
It's watered down a lot. And now that's one song that I thought I might play this coming year. Because we've grown now. When I got to Central State, well, we have about 58 in the band. Now we have 129 right now.
Okay, nice.
You got full company for us now.
Yeah, yes, we're losing, sir.
We're only losing like 7 seniors, and we got like 125 freshmen on the list so far.
Lovely.
So this would be the year I would probably do something like that. Now, I won't be kind of criticized for copying because it's going to sound different because I'm going to play the original. Mm-hmm. The one I actually wrote, which is not, I mean, the trombone part is different. They changed the tuba line drastically. Mm-hmm. So you wouldn't know that I wrote the one at Jackson State when you hear Central State play the original.
So we need to go back and watch those clips. Yes,
we do. I like to think that like everything is an evolution, you know, and over time you add notes, you add a feel, you add like, you know, how you even standing and how you even like approaching certain sounds in the music. But yeah. I'll tell you this, in 2001, 2002, All Corn Game, We Can't Play is probably like the first song that I was like I believe in God, I believe in Jesus and all that type of stuff, but like having the Holy Spirit, we came to play. When you see those pom-poms going,
yeah,
it is a great feel. Like I was like, this is a great, awesome tone. Like what you did with there, the birth of it and wherever it grew from, it came from you. You know what I'm saying? Like I think feels come from time and evolution of what's hip in that moment, but like the seed that came from you. So like kudos to you, man.
Well, you know, Quads has kept blowing his revamped and altered. The baritone and the euphonium part euphonium part and the mellophone part is incorrect. If you go back and hear the first time it played, 81, round up in there, listen to what's going on with euphonium and mellophone.
Did I point that out to y'all?
Hold on.
Did I point that out to y'all? I did. The mellophone part.
She did.
The mellophone part. Yes,
she did. No, she did.
She did? Okay.
Facts.
It's different. Yeah,
I went back and listened. Is she right?
It stands out. It almost sounds like it's above the band. Like it stands out so much. Mm-hmm. Like it's almost like it's over the band.
You did.
In that clip from then, you're right. I gotta find it. It's on Facebook.
I think this is the first time that it makes me question musical integrity. But I also like the new part. You know, I like the adjustment. You know, like a basketball play.
The young lady had it right where it needs to be. The original has a lot more tension, a lot more dissonant, and a lot more power based on where things were voiced.
Okay.
So I'm not going to, you know, say exactly what's missing because I don't want them to hurry up and try to write it in.
No.
But if I played the original this year, some of them would probably say we copied, but it will sound different because those two voices were altered for, I don't know, power's sake or whatever. But there is a fatness and a warmth and tension that they took out. They made everything kind of just straight major and blocked. And that's what happened when you get a rewrite. Some people don't hear like that, and I'm sorry. That's the way I hear. I hear tension and dissonance, and I believe in using them for power's sake.
Yeah, the mellophone part definitely stood out to me, and Kurt and Carlton and I also, as the band geeks that we are, the summer before our sophomore year, like, heard different things, right? And so Carlton attempted to, like, put that back, but it wasn't really, it didn't sound the way it needed to sound because the other voices weren't there.
Yeah.
So, but he tried to add, like, it was, I don't know what the note was for the trombones. We tried to like add it back and it just didn't work because the rest of the voices, that French horn and that baritone voice wasn't there.
Oh yeah, you gotta have that tension in there. They left it out, but that's not here nor there. So
it's still there.
It's still there.
It's definitely there. Mr. Gaines, you created something in, man, you said 83. I was 3, Toby was 3, and Danielle was 3. 3. I have a 4-year-old, so 1 year ago from where my
he's still screaming. Right? Listen,
and you are like a whole legend. But I can appreciate the humbleness that you have. But you gotta receive it. You gotta receive it because it's almost like someone giving you a blessing. You know, if I'm going to bless you with this information, I'm going to bless you with this gift, I'm going to bless you with this tangible item, I'm going to bless you with this information, I'm going to bless you with this knowledge. You got to receive it. Mr. Gaines, we came in under some history as freshmen, crabs in the boom, learning about We Can't Play and Blowing. Just those two things. And I'm sure there are millions of other things that we can kind of touch in. But
can I touch on one?
Please go ahead, Toby. Go ahead. Let me stop.
Because I want to go found this out today, and I credit this to D. Anybody that came in 1998, if you ask them their favorite, you know, rap group, it's going to be Outkast. What's your connection to Outkast?
You don't know.
I want you to say it. I don't know. I want you to say it on wax.
Come on, man.
Yes, sir.
What's the connection?
Like, I'm listening to this album. It's the Morris Brown song. I did all the work on the Morris Brown song.
I didn't say that louder because I don't think they heard that.
I didn't hear. Wait, you said you did the work on Morris Brown?
Yeah, all of the parts, all of the horn parts and the band parts that you're hearing on there. That's me.
That's me. Come on, talk your talk.
Hold on.
Well, here's the thing. And this kind of has the flavor of the way Blowing was birthed. He gave me a tape, and Dallas Austin. And he said, look, man, I got this idea, man. I don't know what to do with it. And let me see something.
He said Dallas Austin.
Guys.
All he gave me was the little line and that's it. He said, man, this is killing me. I gotta do something with that. And I said, okay.
That's the tuba part, the bass line. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
And that's all I had. So everything you hear in the song, I created it from just that one line.
So you a whole celebrity right here, right now, and we don't even know
even
it.
More.
We don't even know it.
No. Now, what I was hoping was that we talked the company into, since it was going to be a movie about bands, you know, I'm a politician sometimes, so I talked to the guy, say, hey, man, you ought to use a band fanfare instead of the dun 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 dun. And he said, oh, you have something? Now, I wasn't going to say no. I said, yeah, I have something. He said, well, can we play it? I said, sure. So I did the same thing like Blowing. I just kind of scratched it out. We did a recording, and I believe they just did not want to come out of the original. But the majority of his entourage, they were loving it. They thought it was a really good idea to have that variant for that one movie. That one went down in the books as the great attempt. So
what was that? Fox? What was that?
The Fox.
The Fox 21st Century Fox?
that
whole fanfare. They that would have been crazy if it had intro with a band, a marching band fanfare. They,
And they even did a contract, which just kind of if they had used that fanfare. I'd be talking to you guys from somewhere
on the island
in Dubai somewhere. It was a great contract, but I still had an opportunity to do those kinds of things with such an organization, you know. So that was great.
Yeah, it was great. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Understatement.
Wow. So, Mr. Gaines, you have quite the resume.
Y'all don't have time for that. That's
I know we don't to run it down, but I would love to. I'm just gonna name a few, if you don't mind.
Name them.
Go ahead. I'm good.
Morehouse. Kentucky State. Mississippi Valley. Now you are a ranger for Morris Brown. But you weren't a band director, is that correct?
I was on staff there as an arranger.
And now Central State in Ohio.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Also, I'm from Detroit. Were you a band director in Detroit at any point?
Cody High School.
Cody. Now Cody's a big name. They have a tradition from the 90s. They was popping.
Oh yeah.
yeah. That's awesome. Pop. That's awesome. Okay, I'm gonna pause with my questions. But those are the schools, the HBCUs. Let's be clear that Mr. Blake Gaines has been director of bands at those. I just named 4 or 5. Mm-hmm. He's been on the band staff at.
I think a lot of schools think that their name brings kids to the school. And I think that's fake. I think band directors.
Fake news.
Yeah, that's fake news. Band directors bring kids to schools, because
I agree.
As a parent, I want to send my kid to a school that I trust the person that's going to lead them and going to make sure that they are in a pattern of success.
Mm-hmm.
And what you've done, and I don't want to give you your flowers yet, but I'm going to give you your flowers. What you've
give
done,
it. The give
places
it.
That you've gone, and the places that you've enhanced, you've enriched students and made them, you've led them to success. And I think that, you know, like your leadership, your patterns of where you came from and what you've done has empowered, you know, a generation of kids, man. And I think that's outstanding. So I really appreciate you, like what you're doing, what you've done in the past at the Morehouses, and what you're doing right now at the Centrals, and what you did in the past, the Mississippi Valleys, that should be recognized. So like, I congratulate you. Like I feel like you are freaking a musical genius, because like the music that you've produced and the kids that you've influenced that put out that music, it's influenced us. So like, I really appreciate everything that you've done for the culture.
Yeah, you know, Trent Hunter, right? Mm-hmm. The ranger
at Texas Southern.
Yeah, one of my students I taught in high school.
Really?
Yes, sir. I sent him.
Golly.
Yeah, I encouraged him to go to Jack.
Wow.
Get out of here, Trent.
Where's Trent from?
He's from Athens, Georgia.
Okay, I don't know. I didn't know where Trent was from.
Well, the current saxophone section leader is one of my students.
Right now, like right in 2020.
In Texas Southern, or
at Jackson State.
Okay.
Lovely.
Yeah.
So you've been pipelining students all these years. Mm-hmm. No one knew it.
You know what? Now, it's funny how that happens. A lot of times, it's not that I would say, hey, man, you need to go to Jackson. What kids look at is what you guys are talking about right now. And they say, well, wow, He went to Jackson. And
I'm going
to
go.
That's where I'm going. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily me funneling in there. They tend to want to follow where I've been, if you will.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
So, Mr. Gaines, let me tell you what that is. So I shared this with somebody one day. I'm going to keep this at least 60 seconds. I was giving somebody, I know it's not going to be 60 seconds.
I'm counting down.
I know, right? I don't know, I already lost 15. I was giving somebody their props one time. I said, man, I told a person, I can't remember who it was. I said, man, I appreciate your entire existence. Let me explain what I mean by I appreciate your existence. The mere fact that you get up in the morning and you walk to go to a job and you do a certain thing and you do it well with no on the outside looking in, you just do what you feel. That's called I just went froze. Okay, there we go. Mm-hmm. Somebody is watching you regardless of what you're saying. They're only watching you, how you operate and how you move. If you walk in the door and you open the door and let somebody walk in before you, somebody's gonna see and they want to do that same thing. That's just because that's how you operate and how you move and maneuver through the world. So you can only imagine children, kids, students, band students, they watch the people that they idolize. You are an idol. You are a celebrity. I see what you're doing.
Don't do that.
You're gonna receive these blessings, man.
But you know this.
I can appreciate your humbleness. You have been receiving this for a lot of years, but you've always been like, oh no, man, I'm just out here, man. I'm just late game, man. Don't worry about it. No, you a whole legend out here right now, and you know that whole a whole something is like cliche-ish in the world 2023, but you are really are a legend, man. So I'm glad Toby gave you those flowers because
man, he's freaking whoa.
Man, more than a legend. What's another word for legend?
I don't know.
If I can pass anything on through some of this, is that what my students recognize is something that I kind of talk to them about is that you're forever connected to your institution, whether you like it or not. Because whenever something goes down a little sideways at Jackson State, everybody that knows I'm alumni, they hit me up in the middle. Man, what's going on with your student? Yeah. Now, the same thing goes in reverse. Everything that I'm doing, be it great or whatever, I'm representing Jackson State, so they're forever connected to me as well. So some people kind of forget that, but I mean, that's the inevitable. Once you,
I'm glad you made that choice to go to Jackson State.
Absolutely.
I'm glad I did too, man. I don't regret it, man. I had some great years there. Man, it wasn't until I got to Jackson that the total person was developed because, I mean, I was talented since third grade. That's not the deal. When I got to Jackson, the professors there cared, okay? And, I won't call the person's name, but I didn't do well in physical science. That wasn't my deal. So I was willing to blow it off, and the professor was like, no, you're not. what you're going to do is you're going to go to band rehearsal. I'm going to go home and feed my kids. When you get out of band rehearsal, you come back to this building, and you may as well bring a pillow because you're going to get this. And that just shocked me because I'm
Mr.
thinking.
Mr. Gaines, please call his name.
I'm not.
Okay.
He ain't going to do it.
It was actually no. It was actually a female professor. And, she was 83 though. She was stern and insisted that everything that I do has to be above par. You know, it's got to be above par. It's not acceptable.
You want Dr. Dolly Emmy Robinson?
Right.
Okay. I know. Okay.
Dolly Robinson. Oh no! Don't give me. Don't get.
No, said that's 18 more minutes.
No, that's 18 hours. Dolly Robinson, it took me a while to really understand what she meant. She came into my senior hearing and listened to my entire program, and everybody else was jumping them down, and Dolly just had that cold face. She said, "Meet in my office, you and Dr. Hall." So we go in her office, and she said, you're not going to graduate from here with that short program. I say, short, Dolly? I said, that's an hour and 15 minutes. She said, no. You are one of the best to come out of Jackson State. No, I need more music on your program. So she added 3 Bulgarian pieces and the 4th movement of another concerto. I appreciate it. And the other thing she did that I can appreciate, I wanted to stay at Jackson State and do my master's. And she told anybody, she said,
you
gotta go. You better not
admit it. I love it.
She said, you need to go out into the world and get some references. No, don't come back here with that. Yeah. And she kind of followed me around for years. After I got my master's, I went back to see her. Because that was one of the most profound educators I've ever seen in my life. Mm-hmm. But I did not know she was a trombone player with Cab Calloway.
Yep.
Yeah. That,
what? Wait. Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah, Dolly Robinson.
I thought she played a trumpet.
Trombone.
I didn't know that.
What is my life? Know that.
She knows nothing. Nothing at this point because you didn't know that. You don't learn it.
Wow.
Man.
No, I just regret that. I can never get back for homecoming. I think I've been twice since I've graduated, and that's, oh my God.
Twice?
That bothers me more.
Well, maybe they will line up. Maybe they will line. You get a break, weekend off.
When they make the schedule for the season, for your program, tell them I need the whole month of October off. Because that's what homecoming is going to be.
Well, out here right now, the band program has kind of become the face of the school almost. In this past year, we played for the Cleveland Browns just last week. We did their pregame show last year. We played for the NFL. NBA Hall of Fame. The Rap Snack commercial, we did the Cleveland Cavaliers, Indiana Pacers, Detroit Pistons. I mean, it's just been
lovely.
Yeah, and so right now,
capitalize on those years. We did that during the James Bell years. We like,
yeah.
Face of school.
Yeah, so it's a beautiful situation. We just moved into what used to be the old cafeteria because we outgrew the band room. Because right now, if the drum line is practicing in the old band, so we're in what is used to be called Mercer's cafeteria. So we're in there now. We just ordered new uniform for next year.
Beautiful.
So, you know, it's a good situation.
Mr. Gaines.
Hey, bro.
Here, man. You know, so I say this, we say this all the time. Man, the stories can go on and on and on and on. But the time for some reason just never stops. So look, we got about 2 minutes, Mr. Gaines.
Okay.
Mr. Gaines, we got about 2 minutes. You share so much stuff, like I'm just in awe, like, man, like you did that, and you did that, and you did that too.
So many
we're in a moment of wow.
so many wilds, right? So Mr. Gaines. So in closing, we got about 2 minutes. Do you have any parting words, like shout outs, people you want to just, you know, give accolades to? I know you don't like to toot your own horn, but man, you this is the platform to toot your own horn. Please, whatever you got to say in closing, we will hear from you. Whatever's on your heart, what's on your mind.
Man, look, the boom. It was a lifestyle. It was a family, still is. Untimely traditions that, you know, that shape everything about you, not only your focus and your musicianship. I mean, I don't regret anything about Jackson State. Well, the only thing I kind of wish happened is I wish that at some point I could have been there being a part of what makes the band what it is. However, that it didn't happen, and I'm good. But anybody that know me from Jackson State, I mean, I was just in about my musicianship. Mm-hmm. Mr. Horton, Go Reed, Duplessis, all of those guys. I mean, they gave me the opportunity to shape the band, because I became the assistant band director in my senior year, which is the picture that's circulating. But I ran band rehearsals inside even when I was a student. I'd be in front of the band the entire time we were inside, because I was writing like 96% of everything we played. So
that's everything. What are the 4%?
What was the rest? The glad
4% guy.
Cheerboy.
John Philip Sousa.
But they allowed me to be a part of the team and encouraged me to, especially Mr. Horton, just always encouraged me to, you know, just keep moving forward, continue to do what I do. He was somewhat fascinated that I was as quick about some things, because if he gave me a song at 12 o'clock, I passed it out that evening. Mm-hmm. If it was two or three songs, I still pass it out that evening. Like I said, I did not want him to feel like he couldn't count on me. So I worked.
Wow.
So I'm going to say I appreciate you for your entire existence, sir, because you paved the way for people like myself, Danielle and Toby, amongst a million other band people, a million other band heads. So, man, thank you. Like, I understand the humbleness that you have. That's something that's within you. Like, you were born with that. You're a humble guy, and that's cool. But, man, when you've done great things and you know you've done great things, own the great. You own the great. Blowing is happening now. We came to play. As soon as we hear the bass drum, boom, da-dum, dum. We know what that is. Pom-poms. The entire stadium. And I'm going to stop right there. Mr. Gaines.
It didn't exist until he did it.
It did not.
So Blowing is 40 years old this year?
I'm not sure. Is it?
He said 81. It's 42
84?
Years old.
83. I thought he said 83.
No, that did that in 81.
Really? 81?
Yeah.
We were in diapers. We were in diapers. Absolutely. I promise you. I don't know if they were cloth diapers or just, I don't know which diapers they were. I don't remember. We were in diapers in 81. Man, that's crazy. Yes.
Yeah, but now the humble, that's with age and maturity. But when I was a student there, oh man, I was in attack mode. That's the attitude.
Killing that with a sledgehammer.
Yeah, the Blowing, that what you heard, how the lady described it, that robust, that's where my head was. I'm gonna hurt you if you're in my way. That's what it was about.
All right, Mr. Gaines. Mm-hmm. Man, I'm gonna say thank you once again. We gotta close it out, man. This is always the sad part of the show because we gotta end because time ends. But we enjoyed this conversation. We enjoyed your time. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your talents. Thank you for everything that you've done. Thank you for paving the way for people like us three that you didn't even know you paved the way for. You didn't even know we even existed. But right. We're telling you now, man, thank you. Like, we learned that blowing. We learned that we came to play. We played them tunes every single year for 4 years consecutively.
Caught the Holy Spirit to it.
There we go.
And what? We rocked the stadium with it. I'm just talking 98 to 02. But, you know, and it still goes on now. So, Mr. Gaines, thank you. Don't close off here because we got to chit-chat. But thank you for thank you for being on here. Danielle, Toby, y'all want to close out? I can't say nothing else. I'm done.
No, just thank you so much. Blowing Fanfare was it. I got emotional my freshman year just hearing the band play, hearing the upperclassmen play it in the other room. You know what I mean? Like, it's so powerful. Yes, sir. It's such a powerful, dynamic fanfare. Oh, nothing else exists like it. And aside from that, right? Aside from that, just all of that, which you've contributed to the Sonic Boom and just HBCU bands in general. Like, mm-hmm. I just want to say thank you. And we really, really appreciate you. Like, really. I know you ain't our weird faces. You like, who are these people? But no, like, we've known about you for decades.
Y'all alumni, so I know you.
Yeah, we in there. All right, so we signing out.
I appreciate you, here.
Man, we appreciate you, Mr. Gaines, for sure. Awesome. All right, y'all take it easy. Once again, Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club. This is Band Sessions with the Boom. We have Mr. Blake Gaines, legendary arranger, writer, band extraordinaire, director,
person.
Man, everything that you've ever done, mentor, contributor, like trendsetter, all of the words. I need 18 more seconds and I don't have that. But we out of here. Mr. Gaines, everybody, y'all take it easy. Appreciate y'all. Peace out.
Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club is presented by Bet Online.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cause support may be available.